Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishvah, Sarim Yaakov Shalom, Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding Bumetzio Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara of Daf tells us that Hamalve Beribis Nechosov Mismoititim. Someone who lends Beribis, so his Nechosim, his assets, they get destroyed. He loses the assets. The assets don't have any bracha. The Noi Debi Yudo and his Drusha, Drusha Atzlach, Drusha Lamed Zayin L'Shabbos HaGodol, he goes on there to give Musr in his Drusha Shabbos HaGodol to people not to take loans beribis. And he says, we're not talking about only a lender. We know the Isser is also on the borrower. As the Gemara tells us, you have a lav on the malve, the loive, and even the arev, even the guarantor. Says the Noi Debi Yudo, when someone takes a loan beribis, the nechosim mismoititim also applies to the borrower. He says that's the Losh of the Gemara. The Gemara should have said, Hamalve beribis mismoitet minechosov. Someone who lends beribis, he loses his property. It doesn't say that he loses what he owns. He says his nechosim mismoitetim. Meaning not only that the lender loses, but the borrower, anybody who does business as part of his business, loses as well. He says the opposite of what's brought down in Gemara and Bava Basra regarding Eoiv. Someone who does business with Iyuv, he has a bracha. Here's the exact opposite. The borrower who did a business with a lender who does beribis, he also loses. That all the nechosim that are involved in this deal are mismoititim, will get ruined. And the Rebbe goes on to say, he says that this year, talking about when he gave the Drusha Shabbos HaGadol, there were many yidin that borrowed money from a mumar, was a person who stopped being Jewish, stopped keeping mitzvahs, and they felt they could take from him a loan beribis, but he's a Eid. So it's the same issue, the same problem. And he says, you see, each and every one who took a loan beribis from this mumar, he lost everything. And then Rebbe Yehuda ends this piece with a musar, telling people, don't be involved in loans that have ribis, not as a lender, but not even as a borrower. Because anybody involved in the chosam mismoiti team, the assets go to loss. This connects directly with what the Shmaitzel, the Balak Tzois, the Shmaitzel has in the beginning of the Sefer, an Agdoma, which is full of Agadata, full of Machshava pieces. And there in Ois Reish, he brings our Gemara, and he adds what the Gemara says. The Gemara asks, but we see that many other people that don't lend Beribis also Mismoiti, they also lose out. So the Gemara says, Omar Blaza, lo Mismoiti Ve'olim, lo Mismoiti Ve'ein Olim. The ones that don't give ribis, so they break it down and they come back up. But the ones who give ribis, mismoitim vein oilim. So as the Shmaitzel, you see as well, people, many people that they do businesses with no ribis, they lose the money and they never come back. They're never able to recuperate from that loss. So answers the Shmaitzel. He says, the Medrash brings, Parshas Matos, Hashem mashpil af meroimim. Kishboru said, take some people down, some people up. It's a circle. Some people come rich, and others are poor, and then it turns around. And that's why it's called nechosim. Nechosim, meaning assets, are called nechosim, loshon kisui. For some people it's covered, some people it's revealed. It depends on the time. And that's why it's called zuzim. Shezozim mizeh lezeh, they go from one to another. So says the Shmaitzel, Gevaldike Chiddush in our Gemara. When it says in the Gemara that Nechosim Mismoititim Ve'oilim, not necessarily the person who lost the money will get the money back. But a person didn't do ribis, so he's going to lose the money. It's the time for him not to be rich. Someone else will make money on this money. Someone else will gain from it. These assets will be producing something somewhere else. But those who are giving ribis, the nechosim mismoititim ve'einam oilim. These properties, assets, they get lost and nobody benefits from them. They don't go to anybody else. It's a complete loss. And this is really connects with what the Noi Debi Yehuda says, that whenever there's a loan beribis, this business is completely gone. Nechosim mismoititim, these nechosim are gone. It's not the lender that loses. Anybody else who's involved in it loses as well. Nobody can benefit from these nechosim. These nechosim, so to speak, are cursed with a smoititus, with a breakdown that comes from ribis. And this is what the Maharal really says over here, connected to what we mentioned the Maharal in previous year, because ribis is death. Ribis belongs to destruction. And when you have ribis, ribis ruins the assets that you're dealing with, and it causes that no one can benefit from it. It's a death sentence to anyone involved in these businesses. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.